one of the greatest truths out of the scriptures is found in the ministry of Peter the Apostle. Know ye not that you're not your own? You're bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Once this truth is established in your life and you accept that you're not your own, in spirit and truth, it slays your mind. Your body, your feelings, your desires, that truth slays it and leaves you wide open, not feeling anything except the Father lets you feel it by the Spirit. Oh, not knowing anything except you know it by the Scriptures. And he puts up a safeguard around you from Satan. He can't touch you with that old knowledge of good and evil. Not my own, I'm bought with a price. Most all of our troubles are caused by trying to protect ourselves or giving thought of tomorrow, how many hairs are on our head, so on and so forth. But once you accept that you're not your own, you're bought with a price, then the mighty power and the life of God can possess you. Take you over. Let's all just close our eyes and confess. Lord Jesus, I accept that I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. Your blood has redeemed me and paid for me. Now, this is one of the characteristics of the virgin remnant of people found in Revelation, the 14th chapter, is they were redeemed from earth. They were bought from earth. And you know the thing that God uses for money to buy you with? The blood of Jesus. Redeemed by the blood. Another place in Revelation, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I'm not my own, Lord Father. I'm bought, paid for by the blood of Christ. I don't know what I'm supposed to know. I don't even know what I'm supposed to feel. I'm not even my own. I'm bought with a price. Ooh.
I'm not my own. I'm bought with the price. The precious blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, the begotten Son of my Father God. His life he gave in the place of me.
In the place of me.
Oh, 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 oh. So why should I choose?
My own way.
When I'm not my own.
When I'm not my own.
Not even for a day.
Not even for a day.
Why should I choose?
Why should I choose
my own thoughts?
My own thoughts.
When my mind is His.
When my mind is His.
In every way.
In every way.
When my Father God,
when my Father God
now owns me,
now owns me,
body, soul, and life,
does with me,
whatever He pleases.
I am like clay
in the potter's
hand,
molded and made,
whatever God chooses,
shaped into a body like unto His, for His purpose to be done in earth. My Father gave you many years of my life, yet not mine,
but the life of Christ.
Now my Father speaks. You've had your chance. Turn now in obedience. Or lose your place.
One of the most despicable things that I ever spoke to God was the words, "But I don't want to, I don't feel like it." I made a surrender to the Lord with that truth that I wasn't my own. I bought with a price, Brother John. And I said, "Lord, I accept that your blood has bought me. Now I'm not my own. You own me, body, soul, life, spirit." And all I felt the glory of God. But when He began to speak now, that I choose now, not in these words, but let me know it. I choose now to take you, because you've surrendered to me, and I choose to let you suffer. To where I can form my life in you and form my truth in you.
But I don't want to. I don't feel like it. I got other things to do.
Despicable is the word. Surrendered, like some of you, with much hesitancy, I guess you'd call it. cried out one time, said, "Lord, I'm suffering." He said, "How can you be suffering?" I'd been on several days fasting, praying, and so on and so forth. He said, "How can you be suffering when you're not your own? Your own feelings are not your own." He said, "When I bought you, I bought your feelings, so it's not you suffering, it's me suffering." And I thought that was a strange thing to say. But I knew it felt good by the Spirit, and I knew it was true. But that's a strange thing to say. Here I am, travailing, cramps in my muscles, headaches, losing my eyesight, studying, seeking, brain, and he tells me I'm not suffering. But then I asked him to confirm it. And he confirmed it in many places in the scriptures. But one place in particular he confirmed it. In his appearing to the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. When Jesus Christ appeared there to Paul on the road to Damascus, you know what the accusation was against Paul? Paul was carrying the, persecuting the Christians and carrying them to prison and doing many other things. Do you know what he spoke to him? How many of you know what Jesus spoke to Paul? He didn't say, "You're persecuting and hurting my people," did he? He didn't say, "You're making my people suffer." He didn't accuse him of that, did he? What did Jesus speak to Paul? He said, "Paul, Paul, why persecutest thou me?" Ooh. And from then on, it got a whole lot easier. I just confess, "Lord, it's not you suffering, it's not me suffering, but it's you." And then the moving, the Spirit took away the suffering and brought the resurrection life of Christ moving in me. Said the reason why that I choose to make people suffer that I might mature my life in them is that I might turn around then and give that person as a gift to teach and lead and help my people. And that's the reason why that I say that I am suffering instead of you. Because once they reject me suffering, then I can judge them. They reject you suffering? No. Because you're supposed to suffer. You were born to suffer. Oh. But if you swap your suffering for my glory and suffer in love, then I judge them because they rejected me suffering. Okay? Let's start with verse 4 again.
I am like clay,
in the potter's
hand,
molded and
made,
whatever God chooses,
shaped into
a body like unto his, for his purpose, to be done in earth. Oh.
father gave you. Many years of my life.
Many years of my life.
Yet not mine.
Yet not mine.
But the life of Christ.
But the life of Christ.
Now my father speaks.
Now my father speaks.
You had your chance.
You had your chance.
Turn now in obedience.
Now in obedience.
Or lose your place.
Or lose your place.
Go back and do.
Ooh.
Your first work.
Your first work.
Of obedience to me.
Of obedience to me.
In love and glory.
In love and glory.
Back to the place.
Back to the place.
You went astray.
You went astray.
Following Satan.
Following Satan.
And your own way.
And your
secret and get it well. No matter what you find wrong with you, no matter how rebellious you have become, no matter where Satan has trapped you, one little confession. Will carry you back to wherever you're supposed to be. And that little confession is, Father, I'm not my own. I'm bought with the blood of Jesus. My feelings are not my own. My desires are not my own. My thoughts are not my own. And you'll feel him begin to move you by the Spirit to wherever place he wants you, back to the place where you went astray. Wherever you went astray. Many people have the idea they've got to find out through knowledge where they went astray. No, you never find out where you went astray. The devil would take you 10 different ways, wouldn't he? I'm not my own, Lord. I'm bought with a price. And then holding fast, listen carefully now. Every time you feel a lifting of the glory of the Spirit, confess it again. And again, whisper it. Say it to yourself. Say it to your father. I'm not my own.
I'm not my own.
I'm bought with a price.
I'm bought with a price.
The precious blood.
Blood
of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Why should I try?
Why should I try?
To serve my own feelings.
To serve my own feelings.
When he bought them.
He bought them.
And washed them away with his blood.
Why should I?
Serve my own desire.
Serve my own desire.
When he bought them.
When he bought them.
Washed them away with his blood.
Washed them away with his blood.
Why should I?
Why should I?
Serve my own thought.
Serve my own thought.
When he bought my own thought.
When he bought my own.
away with his
blood.
I'm not my own.
I'm not my own.
I'm bought with a price.
I'm bought with a price.
The precious blood.
The precious blood.
Of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Of my Lord Jesus Christ.
So why should I?
So why should I?
Surrender to my old way.
Surrender to my old way.
When he's given me,
when he's given me
in your glorious life,
in your glorious life.
Do you feel that rest coming on you?
Ooh.
One of the works of the blood of Jesus, ooh, when you surrender, is it brings rest into your life because it washes out all unrest. How many of you feel that rest moving down? That's it. Let him begin to shape you. That lets you turn loose of your old ways. And once you turn loose of your old ways, boy, he can really move his new ways in you. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price.
I'm bought with a price.
The cleansing blood. Oh, my Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, my Lord Jesus Christ.
So why should I worry?
So why should I worry?
About what I may be.
About what I may be.
When he's given his fullness.
When he's given his fullness.
Of life unto me.
Of life unto me.
I'm not my own.
I'm not my own.
I'm bought with a price.
I'm bought with a price.
The precious blood.
The precious blood.
Of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Of my Lord Jesus Christ.
In the blood of Christ.
The blood of Christ.
All the natures of my Father.
All the natures of my Father.
As it washes through me.
As it washes through me.
It brings them alive.
It brings them alive.
In the blood.
In the blood.
There's the peace of Christ.
There's the peace of Christ.
That washes through me.
That washes through me.
And brings it alive.
And brings it alive.
In his blood.
In his blood.
Is the love. That washes through me.
That washes through me.
Bring love alive.
Bring love alive.
In his blood.
In his blood.
There's the glory of my Father. And it washes through me.
That washes through me.
Bring his glory alive. Let me give you a mystery. In your bloodline, your natural bloodline, the life that is in your blood, you impart characteristics to your children through your blood, don't you? And they live with those characteristics living in their blood. So it is with the blood of God through Jesus Christ. It keeps the flowing, brings life to the flesh of your mind, your body, your face, your eyes, your soul. Keeps it living and flowing. I'm not my own. With a price.
I'm bought with a price.
The cleansing blood.
The cleansing blood.
I'm a Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm a Lord Jesus Christ.
So why should I?
So why should I?
Live my own life.
Live my own life.
When through his blood.
When through his blood.
Flows God's life.
Flows God's life.
Coming out of Babylon.
Coming out of Babylon.
Religion and the world.
Religion and the world.
You chose to follow.
You chose to follow.
Each other's gods.
Each other's gods.
Instead of following.
Instead of following.
The man I had chosen.
The man I had chosen.
You let your own feelings.
You let your own.
Rule your
life.
Yet I gave to you. To fulfill my law. Many years of his life. The life of Christ. When you win. Into complete disobedience. I called another people.
Another people.
To provoke you.
To provoke you.
Now I call you.
Now I call you.
For my last time.
For my last time.
To the feet.
To the feet.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
There to lay down.
There to lay down.
Your old way of life.
Your old way of life.
Follow my man.
Follow my man.
That I have chosen.
That I have chosen.
This is the call to the disobedient. It sets forth the offering, first of all, of how God considers himself to have suffered, he and his son, to bring you a ministry. It doesn't leave them condemned because they rejected it, but it offers them the blood. And then when he gets through, that's all she wrote. Once you reject the blood, he said, now that's the last time I call you. It's over. Once he puts these three things on you, you've done complete despite to the Spirit of grace. That's all she wrote. But remember this, the call to the disobedient is also always done in grace, even though it may be in judgment and fire. Maybe in judgment and fire, rebuke, chastening, before he gets ready to make that last call, but when he makes that last call, it runs real gentle. Okay? You can feel this, how now I've given all I have for you. He rejected it. And you can feel in his voice the utter, I just give up. Now, nothing I can do till you make an act of obedience. Oh, when you hear that voice, that I've given my son for you to suffer, I suffered with him. Gave all my ministers down through the years. They suffered and died. Now in these last days, I've chosen to work through a man and suffer. Him suffer, yet not him, but me suffer. Now I've offered you the blood, and I don't know what else I can do. You feel in him the utter giving up. Verse 10.
I have spoken. I will not change.
I will not change.
The fear of the Lord.
The fear of the Lord
is the beginning of my wisdom.
Ooh.
Now I'll tell you.
Now I'll tell you.
Who you shall fear.
Who you shall fear.
Is the man I've chosen.
To give my power.
Now I want you to notice something. As the Father moves, Jesus explained it. I begin to demonstrate this on some of you today. One of the characteristics is he gives life to whomever he chooses, and he also takes away life, and he can take it away in just a hurry. The same hand that he used to open up your mind and give you light in your mind, he can use those same hands to close them and put you back in the world of darkness. Anyone. He said, now I tell you who you fear, the one I gave you life through. Watch that light come alive. Ooh, what do you see? Ooh, what do you see? Ooh, Jesus. All right, now watch it. I can close him off. Now darkness has come. Ooh, stand there a little while and go back to your old way of life. See if you want it. Ooh, ooh, do you want that? Ooh, I know it's a fearsome thing. Judgment is given in these last days. This is one of the works of God in these last days. This judgment is given right there. Oh. Oh. Just look and see the glory of God. Oh, look and see that river of life, the tree of life, Jesus standing right in the midst of it. Watch that light just come. See it there? Oh. Ooh, see it? Now you want darkness? Just disobey one time. Ooh. Stand there a while. Let your old way of life get a taste of it. See how you'd like to go back to it. Would you like to go back to that? That's one of the things he uses on you. Every once in a while you decide you want to pull back, he just sort of puts a little darkness on you. Jesus said, if that light in you become darkness, how great is that darkness? Ooh, just open them up again. Ooh. Ooh, see it coming back. Ooh. Do you want to live back in your old age? Or you want to go on into the new age of grace with new eyes? So I don't like you to be messing with my eyes, Brother Pruitt. It's better for you to learn it now than to have them closed permanently. Oh. Brother Clyde, would you like to live in that for a while? Couldn't stand it, could you? Oh. Now watch him just come open there and watch Jesus just come alive right in front. See him there? Just reach out towards you. Now watch darkness come. Oh, would you like to live back there? Oh, then let's open them up and look at him again. Feel your whole body just filled with that light and that love. Oh. Oh. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price.
I'm bought with a price.
The precious blood.
The precious blood
of Jesus. cry
of Jesus Christ
when he speaks unto me.
When he speaks unto me.
Give this person life.
Give this person life.
Then by the words and demonstration, I give him their life. But if he speaks unto me, bring darkness unto them.
Darkness unto them.
I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price.
I'm bought with a price.
So I have no choice.
I have no choice.
But pull the curtain down and let the darkness,
let the darkness
of judgment have in.
Judgment have in.
Though I may weep.
Have godly sorrow.
I have no choice.
No choice.
I must deliver.
I must deliver
the judgment of God.
The judgment of God.
And now utter darkness.
Darkness.
To whosoever. My father chooses. Oh, this look, this light, just coming, just real bright. Feel it, just fill your body. See Jesus right there. Oh, see him and feel that glory. Now watch it just pull down on darkness. Would you like to live there? About how long do you think you could stand there? Oh, and they spring it back alive. Ooh. Oh, it tastes better when it comes back, doesn't it, Doc? A fearful thing. But you're now moving and messing with the Father God. Oh, yes, the world now is delivered into the hands of the Father God. You understand this? Once there was two or three people entered into the Father, he took control of the whole world. He said, now I figure, here's the way I figure. If two or three can enter in, the whole world can enter in. Now I call the whole world. And it's either that or judgment. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, just watch him come alive. Right? Ooh. Just reach out to him. Say that glory. Feel it. Just feel your body. Ooh. Yeah, but now we're going to pull it down. Oh, the one that gave sight can also take it away.
Oh.
Feel your old way of life just gradually creeping back on you, all of those old feelings, all that old darkness.
Oh.
And it doesn't take long.
Oh.
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 Oh. I tell you again.
I tell you again.
Who you shall fear.
Shall fear
is the man that I have chosen,
the man that I've chosen
to give life to you,
to give life to you.
For the one that I've chosen,
that I've chosen
to give life to you,
to give life to you.
I also choose
to
bring judgment on you,
to bring judgment.
Every time
against me
I work through my chosen
bring
the curd of
darkness
and let your soul wander forever.
Wander forever.
In outer darkness.
In outer darkness.
Away from me.
Away from me.
And have your word.
Have your word.
At the judgment seat of Christ. Burn and destroy,
which is the second death.
And it doesn't take long, just a few minutes of that darkness, and you're back. Woo. Where you were years ago. And all the misery begins to come back. Whew. Fulfilling exactly what John spoke in Revelation. Said they shall be tortured before the Lamb day and night. Oh, watch that light come there. Just see the light of Jesus move. Just reach your hand right out towards you. Oh, see that light? Just feel it. Feel your whole body. If thine eye be single, thy whole body is full of light. Oh. Now just pull the curtain down. No more light. Oh. You like to live that way for a while, huh? You feel your spirit dying, all the tunes die in it. All that spirit of life, just feel it gradually die out. All that life you moved in. Ooh, couldn't take it. Ooh, watch the light come no greater than it ever was. Ooh, feel that tunes begin to come alive and you just sing out whatever he says to you. Ooh, sing it out.
I have your name written in my.
Written in mine.
I have your life,
I have your life.
Hidden in mine. But now I send you,
but now I send you
out as a sign, out as my chosen,
out as my chosen
into the world.
Your thoughts of good and evil that Satan taught you, you've set and judged for many long years. Now repent, for I judge you by the life of a man, Christ living in him with my plan, my plan of grace, glory and life. That spares your soul from the second death.
Now let me ask you something. Do you know how that you judge, sit in judgment on God? You want me to tell you? You get real, Satan is real deceitful, this thing. He ministers to you the truth through a person. Some sit there and say, I believe this, I don't believe that, I agree with this, and I don't agree with that. That's real obvious. But the way he really traps you is he gets you to do what you think is good out of that ministry and instruction to the man and neglect to do what you don't feel like doing, and then you've sat in judgment and you're in trouble. And the darkness came upon them, and they knew not from whence it came. He trapped so deceitful. Say, well, I, with your feelings, well, I'll do that because, oh, that's just what I want to do. And then you can neglect all the other.
By every word,
out of the mouth of God,
shall you live,
and you shall not choose,
what word to obey,
and what to disobey.
But by every word
you shall live.
You shall not call me truth
in one word,
and then call me a liar
by disobeying another word.
By every word
out of the mouth of God
you shall live
in grace and love
for you're not your own
you're bought with a price
the precious blood
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It hath not been given
to do what you feel of,
but it hath been given
to do what he feels.
My desire is plain to lead you in love by grace through faith
for you to inherit.
But I tell you plain. I'll permit you no more to cause me pain. In times past,
you have listened to me
speaking out of this my chosen man.
You have taken my teachings and revelations
and lived only what you thought was good for you. Now I call you
into exact obedience
by every word of God
shall you live.
You shall not choose nor judge in your flesh.
Nor judge in your flesh.
What is good and evil?
Good and evil.
You shall obey every word. Jesus Christ.
So I give you not the right to choose good and evil.
I only tell you
choose the words of my life. Lord Jesus, Father, I accept that I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I'm ready for you to take me and just mold me and make me into what you want me to be. One of the secrets of moving into the power of God and the fullness of God, Jesus Christ spoke it. He said, if you receive the one that I send, you receive me. I tried many years being deceived to try to get things working into my life, talking directly to Jesus, which you should. But one day he spoke. He said, if you by the Spirit will receive the ones that I've sent, Peter, Paul, John, and begin to take their words by the Spirit, said, I'll give you, form in your life exactly what they have. That if you want grace working in your life, quit trying to work out grace yourself and accept the one that I sent. Who is that? The Apostle Paul, my apostle of grace. And let his writings begin to bring the spirit of grace and the knowledge of grace alive in you. And quit struggling around with your own ideas of what's grace and not grace. I said, why, that's so simple, I should have thought of that myself. Sure, here I'm struggling around trying to get everything from the Lord directly, and here he's already given it through a man and wrote it down, and all I have to do by the Spirit is just pick it up through reading or singing it, and he forms that in me through Spirit and truth. You shall not see me again, Jesus said, until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Love, found myself like many of you, having a need of love working in my life, because love, the true love of God, is the strongest nature of God that he has. It's stronger than his fire, stronger than his faith. Nothing can stand against the true love of God. And, oh, if I could just move into that love. I prayed for it, asked for it, confessed it. And one day he spoke, he said, I have a minister that I have already sent, and I perfected him in love. His name is John. He said, you'll take his writings,
begin to move in them. In the spirit, I just accept, Lord Jesus, John that you sent, you working in him, and begin to move in him, and love will come alive. And let's see if it will. Are you ready? In the first John, let's just say, Lord Jesus, I accept your minister John and his writings as your way of love. That which was from
the beginning,
which we have heard,
which we have
seen,
with our eyes,
which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the words of life. Do you feel it begin to, that personal love between John and Jesus begin to also lay hold on you? Said, well, that one which we knew from the beginning, we've heard him, we've seen him with our eyes, we've looked upon him, we've handled him with our hands. Just reach out there and just feel if you can handle him now. Just like John. See, he imparted that ministry through John. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. And bear witness, and show unto you. That eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen, and heard declare we, unto you, that you also may have, fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship, is with the Father, and his Son Jesus Christ. Now here John is explaining right here in the third verse of 1 John exactly what I was talking about. He said, that which we've seen and heard, said, we declare it unto you. And said, all we have to do is declare it unto you. The fellowship that we had, you accept it, you go to having the same fellowship that we had with him. Is this what he's talking about? Is this true? I said, truly our fellowship's with the Father, Son, Jesus Christ. He said, once a minister grows up to where God accepts him as a minister and he just begins to declare his relationship with the Lord, he said, you accept that and you move right into the place that he's in just like that and go to having fellowship just like he does. The simplicity of how God through men propagates his gospel to bring you quickly into the life of Christ. Taking people over many years of suffering, John the Apostle and others, but there worked out through him love and life, and this just through a simple message. He's saying, now I'm giving you this that you can move into the same fellowship that we have. That doesn't seem right, but it works.
And these things write, we unto you, that your joy may be full,
That your joy may be full.
I thought you had to take the Spirit and over many long years work out the fullness of joy.
Listen to a secret that John is revealing. He says, whatever stage that I have grown into in Christ, he said, I can declare that unto you, and you can enter quickly into it, fully. And then you can start from there and build greater. This is what he's telling you tonight. You can take my life and use that as a foundation. That's what an apostle's for a foundation. Said you can take my life of love. Christ knows.